is the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast, and I'm Kenneth Copeland, and you better pay attention, because I'm telling you that good stuff is happening on this whole week with Stephen Strang. I'm telling you, it's very, very important to your life, to my life, to your children, my children, to your business, your ministry, your church, whatever you're called to do, wherever you're called to do it. It's this election is very, 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 very important. Now vote, and vote right. You listen to these broadcasts. Go back and go back over these broadcasts. I mean, get the notes and the scriptures and all of this and study it and study it and study it. Do like I did. Get this book of Stephen's. I got it when it was in the manuscript and studied it. I studied it and worked with it and studied it. It's important. Amen. Now, open your Bible to the third chapter of Hosea. Verse 6, my people are destroyed or cut off for lack of knowledge. And because you have rejected knowledge, I will reject you. The word says, my people are destroyed for a lack of vision, a lack of insight. This is huge. And Stephen Strang, as a journalist and a Christian reporter, has dug all these things out and documented them. It's very important. And this election is very important. Don't ever vote for or against anybody because of their personality. You look at the platforms of those two parties. You look at where they stand. You go vote. If you don't vote, you just voted for the wrong side. And the wrong side are the people that murder babies. I don't mind telling you that. If you don't vote, or if you vote Democratic, you're an accomplice to murder. You can't pick out the plank on that platform and stand on that one without standing all the other, because it is a platform. It's all tied together. You have to remember that. Now, this has, and in fact, Stephen brought this to my attention. I had forgotten about it from the book. Blood moons. Blood moons are not coincidental. Now, I've heard it argued. In fact, I watched the debate between John Hagee and the other man. I don't remember his name. Didn't want to remember it. He's a Christian man. I mean, it isn't that. But he's more into mathematics than he is into the Word. Well, those things are going to naturally come about because of the movement of the planets. Who do you think moves the planets? What's the matter with you? Dear God, I said that watching that interview. I will show wonders in the heavens and in the earth, blood, fire, and pillars of smoke. The sun shall be turned into darkness and the moon into blood before the great and notable day of the Lord shall come. And it will come to pass, whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be delivered. For in Mount Zion and in Jerusalem shall be deliverance, as the Lord hath said, and in the remnant whom the Lord shall call. Now, talk about Donald Trump and blood moons.
Well, I write about this in the book, God,
and
Trump.
And if this doesn't set you on fire, your wood is completely wet.
Well, thank you. God, Trump, the 2020 election, you know, I write about why he's got to win. I write about how he might lose. I write about all these different things. But I also try to include things that other media are not going to include, including other Christian media. And one of them is the prophecies that happened with that Donald Trump would be elected. And he was.
And he was.
I document the
prophecies. By more than one person.
That's right.
By more than just one person.
And also I documented them because, you know, people make fun of prophecies. And prophecies are wrong. Remember 88 reasons why Jesus was going to come in 1988?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, if anything, it's crying wolf and it causes people to not recognize the real thing. So I'm careful about it, but I was able to document some prophecies. But also there are people who are teaching about signs in the heavens.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't think we can make a doctrine around this necessarily, although there are a lot of scriptures like you're talking about. And God used signs in the heavens to get the wise men from the Middle East over to Bethlehem to visit the Christ child. It was stars, signs in the heavens. So there are several with Donald Trump, and people find this very interesting. He was born on June 14th, 1946. That day was a blood moon, just like in the scripture. A blood moon is a lunar eclipse where it looks red, so they call it a blood moon. Now, what does that mean? I don't know. I don't know. I really don't. I say this in the book, too. But then if you take from the day of his birth and you go forward to the day that Israel was born, do you remember that date? May 14th, 1948?
Yes. Yes.
It's exactly 700 days. When Donald Trump was elected president, the day he swore the oath of office, he was 70 years, 7 months, and 7 days old. The day he was...
See if you can work that out. See...
At least for me, it makes me go, it's just interesting coincidence. The year he was inaugurated in the Jewish calendar is 5777. He beat Hillary Clinton by 77 electoral votes. That was because there was a defection of 7 votes. I just think it was interesting. It made good reading. You want to put something in the book to make people, they can't get anywhere else. And there's, you can find it on the internet like I did. You know, there were some preachers that preach it. I interviewed them. I looked into it. I verified that, yes, it really was 700 days and this type of thing. And also, in the middle part of his term, which would have been January 20th, 2019, the midpoint, right? Between the first inauguration and when the next inauguration happens. That was also a blood moon. And there are a couple other blood moons that I'm not remembering right now, but it's just interesting that God would send these signs. And I think it's an indication that God's hand is on Donald Trump. Now, there are many other reasons to believe God's hand is on Donald Trump.
Stephen, here's the thing. There are people, personalities that have come into the earth for very unusual reasons. This man was born to be the 45th president of the United States. He's unlike any president ever.
You're right.
There's not ever. We've never elected a billionaire. We've never had a man of his makeup and personality. He's a complete, well, not complete, but as far as politics are concerned, he was part of the political structure of the country at an arm's distance. His only reason for becoming president was to save the nation. As you know, there was a meeting of the entire Trump family. He wouldn't do it and he wouldn't talk about it. Now, he talked about it, but he wouldn't consider it unless the whole family agreed. And then we find out from Paula White, which Gloria and I have known Paula as it goes way, 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 way back. And she was saying that they gathered together and agreed that they were willing to expend their entire fortune to save this nation. Mm. That's never happened. George Washington did that. The originals did that. They put it all on the line, all of their fortunes. I don't know of it since then, but that smacks of the original government of this nation to save the country. You're willing to, and that's one thing you can say if you're worth a couple of $1,000s. Or if you're worth even a few million. But when you're worth $3 billion in assets that just beyond our ability to relate to, and he's willing to put it all on the line.
And usually the other thing happens. Isn't it interesting that these politicians, they go in, I don't know what they make, you know, it varies, $175,000 a year or something like that. And they, when they leave office, they're like multimillionaires.
Yes, isn't this... Aren't they fortunate?
Or even the Obamas, who their cumulative income, if I remember correctly, was like $400,000 or $500,000 before they went in office. That's middle class, you know, upper middle class. Yes. It's not wealth. And when they leave office, they buy this mansion in Martha's Vineyard for $12 million. You wonder why. I mean, that's just kind of politics as usual, and it's not just them. It's, you know, we could use lots of examples. But with Donald Trump, it's exactly the opposite, and I really believe that it's because he really, really loves this country. You know, he'd been thinking about running for president for a number of years, and I tell this book in the story, I tell the story in the book, and in fact, I got a lot of my information from you. That when he thought of running in 2012, that was when Romney got the nomination, he asked Paula White Cain to get her preacher friends together. He wasn't going to ask for their endorsements. He was going to ask them to pray, should he run? Wow. I've never heard of a politician saying that. And why don't you pick up the story?
Well, and then they did the same thing when he ran this time. They prayed without ceasing for 6 hours, just praying. Nobody's talking, just praying. Room full of people, room full of people. And he asked Paula, what do you think? No, sir, she said, it's not what I think, it's what you think. Well, he said, the country wasn't ready for me before, but they are now. He said, I'm going to run.
And the rest is history.
That is.
And back in that era, God was showing some of his prophets. Now, you know, we believe that the gifts of the Spirit are for today, not just the early church. And prophecy is probably the most misunderstood.
It is.
For a lot of reasons. But a lot of people would know the name Kim Clement.
Yes.
He was a personal friend of mine since the 90s. He was a little different. He actually died young. He died, he got a stroke. He died the same month that Trump was elected. And the reason that's significant is these prophecies, which are all over YouTube, could not be manufactured.
That's right.
You know, some people will try to make something look and predate it or, you know, nowadays with Photoshop, you can do anything almost. But in 2007 and 2008 timeframe, there were two. You can go on YouTube and see them. I've watched them several times. He's prophesying and he's talking about how God is, Trump is going to be a trumpet and that God is going to raise up a disruptor. Mm-hmm. And he says he's going to be in office for 2 terms. Yes. And there are some things, he didn't really mention Trump except in the idea of a trumpet. But in hindsight, you can go back. He talked about building a wall, being a disruptor. All of these kinds of things. And he's probably the best known, the most significant, but also, you know, there was this fireman named Mark Taylor.
Yes, sir.
That was pretty extraordinary, the way that God showed him. Chuck Pierce, who's a respected prophet right here in Texas, his was a little bit more symbolic, that God was going to play the Trump card, and later he began to... But before the election, he was very clear. The Lord has said... He will win. And there are some others, too. In fact, when I was still backing Senator Ted Cruz early in the primaries, I was hearing some of my friends saying, God has said that Donald Trump is going to win. And I was going like, really? I mean, that was just kind of my reaction. I started looking into it and started the process. Really, that ended up with our coverage. We did everything we could. I used all the platforms. You know, I'm not hindered by the Johnson Amendment.
That's right.
And mainly online, of course. And Pastor Jim Garlow did a, we call it an op-ed. Somebody else might call it a blog on why to vote. It was kind of an apologetic on why to vote for Donald Trump, even if you don't like him. And it started with the platform, like you said. And, you know, anyway, it was shared 4 million times. Wow. It was even brought to Donald Trump's attention. And you probably know Jim Garlow
because he's on. I know him very well.
And but that was just, you know, that was a God thing. I mean, we put in articles all the time that don't get 4 million shares. I
can
promise
you. Another man that if he comes public with something that God said, he will. I'm telling you, he'll put his life on the line to the point where. When he says something, man, I mean, my antenna goes straight up because this man, God has moved him into places that were dangerous for him because he was so opposite from everybody else around him. But then when it turned out, he changed them instead of them changing him. He is a class act, that man is.
I agree.
I really
agree. And he's a model for the rest of us.
Yes, he is. He's a God activist. I love him, man. And yep. He's had a lot of heartache in his life, and he just doesn't quit. He just stays with it. I love that man. He's amazing.
He is amazing.
Now we've discussed some interesting things. Anybody that has any spiritual aptitude about them, and anybody that cares enough to really look and dig like Stephen has. That's the reason he's so important to the body of Christ. And because of his expertise and his ability as a journalist, because he is an investigative reporter. Thank God for him. He doesn't have any idea how much I depend on him, but that's what he does. I look at it like this. He looks at it like this. And that's the reason he's so important. Now, it's one thing to have a blood moon. So what? But another blood moon and another blood moon and another blood moon.
And on the day you're born,
Yeah, and it just starts stacking up. And then prophetic words that are being spoken. You cannot ignore that. You cannot ignore the signs and the wonders that match the Word of God first, and then match the prophetic utterances of proven prophets. The least of which, not the least of which, is Paula White Cain. That woman has spiritual insight. And I'm telling you, she is a bulldog. Because once she hears from God, she just doesn't let up.
And she's had her share of problems, too.
Oh, yeah.
And it was like refining fire.
Man, the devil attacked her in every way you could think of, physically and in ways that I'm just in awe of her, and then now Jonathan. I mean, he fits in that same category. But where we are right now, it's not easy to think about yourself like this. George Washington didn't know he was making history. He's trying to change things. He knew that this thing may not last 5 years. They certainly had no idea what it was going to be 100 years from then. No idea. It's never been done. And I had the Lord bring that up to me. And He said that to me. I didn't think about that until He said it. Do you think they had all of that whole group, John Adams, Quincy Adams, Benjamin Franklin, Thomas Jefferson, all of them, do you think they had any idea what this is going to look like 100 years from now? They didn't know it was going to last 100 years. It had never done. Never been done. Stephen Strang, I heard this, and we are right in the middle of it right now. He said all of this trouble or birth pangs to the rebirth of this nation.
I believe it.
And he said, you don't have any idea what it's going to look like 100 years from now, but I do. And he said, it will be as much better as it was better for them. The rebirth of this nation.
I pray your prophecy comes true. That's what we need.
It's coming to pass.
And yes, things are really bad, but sometimes things have to get really, really bad before they get better.
Yeah.
Especially when people are asleep and the body of Christ has been asleep. And
Stephen, I went all the way through World War II. And I was just a very little boy when it bombed Pearl Harbor. I was born December the 6th, Pearl Harbor bombed December the 7th. And I had just turned 5 years old. But I was 10 by the time this thing was over with. So I remember it, man. I was in grade school in the middle of all that mess. And I offered my dog to the Army, and he was too little. They wouldn't take him. Anyway, the things that, and of course, I learned later that I was called to fly. It was just part of my life. I can't remember when I didn't want to fly. Aviation was, my mother and dad got married in 1927. Lindbergh flew the Atlantic in 1927, 37, 10 years, 41. 1941, Japan bombed Pearl Harbor from aircraft carriers. War has always caused immense, huge inventions because we have to have it. People are dying. Now, we have to have this. We have to have this. We have to be realizing people are dying. Babies are dying. We've got to get busy. We're at war with this thing. We're at war with the devil. We're not at war with the Democrats. We're at war with the devil. He hates this country. More gospel coming out of here than all the rest of them put together. And he hates it. I read the back of the book, We Win.
Amen.
We're out of time. We'll be back in a little while. Hey, Jeremy, help us again, boy. Praise God. Thank you, Lord.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Papa. And thank you, Brother Andrew Womack, for the use of this beautiful studio. We are so grateful for you, your ministry, and your friendship and partnership with Kenneth Copeland Ministries. You know, you're watching this broadcast today, and it's so important that you are, because several prophetic signs marked time and the heavens leading up to the 2016 election. We're finding out some powerful things. They were indications of God's hand at work on Donald Trump's life. And as Brother Copeland and Stephen Strang pointed out, there was a spiritual call on him to the office of the President of the United States for such a time as this.
Never before in an American presidential election has so much been at stake.
It's not simply a matter of whether we'll have a more liberal or a more conservative government.
It's a matter of remaining America or losing the nation that we know and love in our lifetime.
In Stephen Strang's new book, God, Trump, and the 2020 Election, discover what's at stake for America and how we can and must start making a difference now. Strang lays out the agenda of the far left to destroy American values and turn her into a godless, socialist state. God's plan for America from the beginning has been to be a beacon of hope to send the gospel out to the nations. Learn why God has raised up Donald Trump for this time to lead our nation back to greatness. Learn the facts of what he has already accomplished for America and what we can look forward to with a second term. We must understand the spiritual dimensions surrounding the 2020 election.
It's time to wake up, church.
Shake off complacency and compromise.
Pray and vote.
Understand what's at stake in the 2020 presidential election and how God has used Donald Trump to make a difference in America. Order your copy of Stephen Strang's book, God, Trump, and the 2020 Election, for only $7.99 at kcm.org/victory offer. Or when you call 877-615-4267. Discover God's purposes for America and be part of making America the great nation He desires her to be.
God, Trump, and the 2020 election. Why he must win and what's at stake for Christians if he loses. Church, this election is important and it does affect you. The destiny of America is riding on the outcome of the 2020 election. You need to let your voice be heard by praying and voting. Stephen Strang has researched the issues and interviewed many people to report the spiritual perspectives. So I encourage you, read this book and gain biblical understanding of what God is doing and the issues we face in the next election. You need to know what is in jeopardy if power goes to the side that is anti-God. You need to use this as a call to prayer for our nation to restore America's Christian influence and prosperity on society for a strong future. To order your book, go to kcm.org. Now, many of you have heard us say this before, but prayer is the foundation of Kenneth Copeland Ministries. And if you need prayer, we have a prayer line that you can call. We have prayer ministers that are licensed ministers, trained in the Word of God to pray in faith with you. We encourage you, stand on God's promises. Take hold of them. Receive them by faith. And as Brother Copeland has said before, get on the blessing side of life. God's Word, faith, and prayer, these are powerful things that bring about victory in your life. Amen? Amen. Now, tomorrow, we invite you to join us right back here on the broadcast. Join Brother Copeland and Stephen Strang as they bring their study to a powerful conclusion. It is a call to action for Christians across America to vote and to choose God and His plan for the 2020 election and beyond. Amen. Join us for this broadcast. You don't want to miss it. Thanks so much for watching today, everybody. We'll see you next time. Until then, remember, God loves you and we love you, and Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for joining us on the Believer's Voice of Victory. Go to kcm.org/victory offer to receive free faith-based teaching resources, such as a copy of today's Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. Request it on DVD, CD, or download it straight to your computer or mobile device. Come to the Faith for Our Nation Victory Campaign with Kenneth Copeland, Jerry Savelle, and Terry Copeland Pearsons, November 12th through 14th. For all the information, go to kcm.org.